5th, Sacramento, California. Ronnie and I got a ride from Lonnie and Tammy, who were on their way to Mount Shasta. The state fair is in town, and Sherry Lewis is performing. We slept out in the open, next to the American River. September 8th, Mount Hood, Oregon. Sidetracked en route to Yakima. We met a couple named Pops and Jeannie, who will pick us up at 6 tomorrow morning and take us to an orchard. Pops, who calls himself a fruit tramp, guessed that Ronnie and I might make $300 between the two of us before the season is over. We're sleeping tonight on a golf course. I feel the way I always feel before starting a new job. Nervous. September 11th, Odell, Oregon. I wonder how long 3 minutes is. My soft-boiled eggs are on the wood stove, tumbling in their little pan. It's Sunday, our day off. Raining. Ronnie and I are living in a wood cabin with a soft brass bed, a fridge, 4 chairs, a table, and lots of logs. Sometimes a cat comes in and I feed him, her, hot dogs. My socks are drying, the floor needs sweeping, and the couple in the trailer next door are eating. This morning I saw the wife trudging to the outhouse in her bathrobe. We're working for a man named Norm. His friends call him Pee-wee. It's cold enough outside to see my breath. Acorns are falling on the roof. October 20th, Vancouver, British Columbia. After a hotel for $8.50 a night, Ronnie and I found an apartment that's $30 a week for the both of us. I worry about money, but when it's gone, it's gone. I smoked my first cigarette. It's embarrassing, but you do get a buzz off it. I did anyway, on Davy Street. October 25th. I now own a black jacket and a pair of brown, heavy wool trousers that come up past my navel and button at the ankle. Canadian Army pants? When it comes to clothes, all anyone has to say is, "That looks good, and I'll buy it." So I was walking down the street in my new uniform, very happy, when a guy looked me over and said to his friend, "Who's a faggot?" Then I was just an idiot with stupid clothes on. Ronnie and I leave tomorrow. I'll be glad to go. The dryers in Canada cost 10 cents for 15 minutes. October 26th, Everett, Washington. At the Beehive Cafe, one egg is 25 cents. It's $2 for an egg at Denny's. Yesterday, we were picked up by two fishermen, Ed and Riley. Then we got a ride with Mark, who let us sleep in his trailer. At 6 this morning, he bounded into the living room naked and said, "Let's go." He had just returned from his high school reunion. He was in the band. October 27th, Blaine, Oregon. Some asshole stopped last night and pointed at Ronnie saying, "I'll take the girl." October 29th, Portland, Oregon. Ronnie and I are at the Broadway Hotel, a cheap and depressing place, scary. There is a real poor and a funky poor. This is the real kind. The lobby is full of dying old people, cripples, and a girl who ate hamburger after hamburger, pouring ketchup on every bite. Toilets are down the hall. Our carpet has vomit on it. We have a torn-up kitchen chair and a nasty bed. The second floor smells like donuts, but ours smells like puke and piss. Our fellow guests, winos and the down-on-their-luck, are the ones our parents always warned us about. November 6th. San Francisco, California. I called home and talked to Mom. It was so nice to hear her voice. I didn't want to hang up. She said Paul was hurt that I hadn't written to him, but I just did a few days ago. November 9th, Bakersfield, California. We finally made it to Bakersfield. The countryside here is flat and scrubby. A guy named Doug gave us a nice long ride and told us about his cousin who got stabbed. Last night, under the stars in a pasture in our sleeping bags, I poured my guts out and said things I was afraid to admit even to myself. And you know what? It felt good, and not as hopeless as I thought. All that had been inside for so long. November 11th, Kingman, Arizona. Last night we crawled into the dry, sandy riverbed next to the Texaco station across the road from the Liberty Bell Lounge and slept. It is warm, and we are waiting for Al, the Apache guy who rescued us from the Hoover Dam. Ronnie and I were there for hours. At one point, a patrolman stopped.